Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hello, friends, family in Christ. Welcome. Well, today, I want to mention what's been happening in the news regarding, government and cover-ups and corruption, you know, fun things like that, and how Christians should look at this. So, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard set off fireworks last week when she accused former President Barack Obama of organizing a coup d'etat against his successor, President Trump. So Gabbard concluded, quote, "These documents detail a treasonous conspiracy by officials at the highest levels of the Obama White House to subvert the will of the American people," end quote. So what we're going to talk about today with Pastor Andy Woods is most informed people were aware of this and are not surprised by what's coming out now. But so what? This was years ago. What's going to happen? Will anybody be held accountable? And how deep does this go? How concerned should we be? And how should Christians look at this? Andy Woods is with us today, andywoodsministries.org. Brother, thank you for your time, and appreciate you coming back on the program.
Yeah, David, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you talk about a lot of this on your pastor's point of view, and I want to direct people to your YouTube channel over at Andy Woods Bible Study. That's Andy Woods Ministries on YouTube. His sermons are on there. Did a great series, or continues a great series, on Neo-Calvinism versus the Bible. And the pastor's point of view, you guys should check those out. A lot more than we can get into here today. But, Andy, since this is an important topic, it's frustrating for me, and maybe for you too, if we were writing about this years ago, if we were trying to raise awareness, warn, and here we are, more has come out, and the Tulsi Gabbard, quote, bombshell. By the way, what defines a bombshell? Does that mean everybody knows about it, it's explosive, the media is going to cover it fairly? Let's just start right there, because I don't think a lot of people are going to get the truth still at this point. So your overview of what's happening and your thoughts on where we're at.
Well, I mean, it relates to going back to, what was it, 2016, where Trump beat Hillary. He didn't win the popular vote, but he won the electoral vote. And they tried to cook a narrative that he didn't really win. It was Russia that, you know, gave the election to Trump and stole it from Hillary. And they used these three-letter agencies, you know, to perpetuate that narrative on the American people. And, you know, the players in this reads like the who's who of the Obama years. Mm-hmm. John Brennan, James Clapper, Andrew McCabe, John Kerry, Loretta Lynch, Victoria Nuland, Mary McCord, Lisa Monaco, Ben Rhodes, Bitter, if I'm pronouncing that right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and if the allegations in this article are true, I mean, basically they and the story's, you know, pretty well known if you watch conservative outlets, but they cooked the books, they made up things, dossiers, they abuse the system, you know, to advance a narrative and to take down a president. And that now you have the shoes on the other foot, where now Trump is reelected the president of the United States. They thought they could get rid of him.
Yeah.
Boy, they actually tried to kill him, you know, twice. And of course, we don't know, you know, directly who was responsible for that. But there was a lot of forces at work that did not want him in office. And I think now we're discovering why they didn't want him in office, because now that Trump has appointed disruptors to the heads of these three-letter agencies, that's what I call these people, Pam Bondi, Tulsi Gabbard, Dan Bongino, Kash Patel. I mean, they're disruptors is what they are. And they're taking these three-letter agencies that were weaponized against the American people, and they put in charge of those today under Trump, you know, disruptors. And one of the things that's happening is the declassification of documents, which is showing proof that there really was a conspiracy, you know, to blame Trump's electoral success on the Russians to try to convince the American people that Trump really didn't win. And people just have said, oh, that's conspiracy talk. Well, it's not conspiracy talk anymore when formal documents are being declassified. And that's why they didn't want Trump to return to this position that he's now in and put these disruptors in place. So in my opinion, this is great because it's taking the searchlight of truth and turning it on darkness and exposing something. And these are crimes if these things are proven out. I mean, espionage, treason, you know, these kinds of things. These are crimes. So this whole crowd, I don't see a statute of limitations on these. Maybe there is, and I'm just not aware of it. But all these people can be prosecuted for this stuff. So this is a big deal.
It is. And I'm concerned that a lot of people have tuned out because you just hear Russia hoax and you just tune it out, not you and I, perhaps. But Tulsi Gabbard used the words treasonous conspiracy. Treason is a capital offense, and there is no statute of limitations. In this article, it says it stated that the Obama and his loyal subordinates sabotaged the peaceful transfer of presidential power in 2016, betrayed the American people, and made war against the legitimate government of the United States. And here's what General Michael Flynn said. I'm going to quote him and then I'll let you respond, Andy. He was concerned about this. He said, this is surreal, referring to the deep state. He was a target himself. Quote, this is why Gabbard was attacked so relentlessly over the past few weeks and months. They knew if there were anyone with the guts to investigate the attempted coup, it would be her. Andy Woods, do we have, we meaning America, conservatives, Republicans, do we have the willpower and the manpower to pursue this, or is it going to be something that nothing will come from it in the end?
Well, I'd like to think we do, because this was, if proven, this was a crime not against Trump. Okay. People need to, you know, we've got Trump lovers, Trump haters. These aren't crimes against Trump per se. These are crimes against the American people that overwhelmingly voted for Trump twice. You know, arguably three times, depending on what you do with the 2020 deal, right? And so this was an attempt to steal the government from the people. I mean, it was Abraham Lincoln in the Gettysburg Address who said, a government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Well, if there's some kind of coup in place, a coup d'etat, as Tulsi Gabbard calls it, to make it sound as if Trump, you know, really didn't win and it was the Russians that rigged the system to put him in place. What they're trying to do is they're trying to derail the will of the people. And so, you know, to answer your question, I mean, is anything going to come of it? You know, part of me says no, because that's how things like this typically go. But something needs to come out of it, because this is an attack against the American people themselves.
Excellent. I'm glad you made that point. And elections have consequences, and they tried to negate the will of the people. And by the way, bring up Andy's book, The Bible in Your Vote. It's never going to go out of style, because elections, until Jesus returns or we're taken home, the elections will be eternally important when we're on this earth. Biblical principles for any election. Very, very important information in there, how to vote, the biblical worldview as Christians. We are salt and light, so thanks, guys, for putting that up. Over at Breitbart, the headline said, declassified, Obama admin manufactured intelligence to push fake Trump-Russia collusion narrative. In other words, they fabricated evidence, as you said, Andy. They meant to convince the American people that Russia stole the 2016 election from Hillary Clinton. And also to try to push or convince Congress to remove Trump from office in his first term. And also another perspective from this article, Obama and his people damaged America's reputation in the world by pretending that Russia hacked our election. What about this, Andy? Your thoughts on this or anything else I just mentioned? What about the squandered time and resources out of, in all these agencies? How many hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent in time and resources pursuing this? This is, that should be a crime against the people, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to take like the FBI and turn it against parents, you know, protesting at school board meetings, you know, if you're going to do that with the Department of Justice and all of these other three-letter agencies, then what you're doing is you're taking time and resources that could have been invested in performing their actual legitimate functions and divesting it in creating that you want to for your day. It's not just getting Trump out of office. You know, Trump had all of these things that they were trying to bring against him stood. He could have acted their agenda. You know, you go against the left. I mean, their agenda is not just to defeat you politically. I mean, they want to throw you in jail and they want to, you know, ruin you for the rest of your life. And that's what they tried to do against Donald Trump, whether people love him or hate him or like this tweet he put up or dislike that tweet he put up. You have to look at it through the eyes of populism. I mean, he was America's choice, and this cabal was trying to, you know, take that away from the American people. So that's criminal behavior. It's a misuse of the instruments of government. And to me, it doesn't matter how much time has passed. You know, all these things need to be investigated. They need to be brought to the light. And these people need to be criminally prosecuted, indicted, and then prosecuted. And I think we also need to pray for people like Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes.
Because I honestly believe that her life is in danger.
Yes.
You know, even as I speak. Yeah.
Yes, so pray for those officials in the Trump administration to do the digging that they're doing. My goodness, it does take courage. Pray for their protection, friends. But consider how many thousands, perhaps, of government agents from the DOJ, from the Department of State, the intelligence community, that were ordered to waste years on the job. And what this article calls it, chasing ghosts conjured by Clinton, Obama, Rice, Brennan, Lynch, Comey, Clapper, and their co-conspirators. I know it sounds like strong language, but I agree. And it's frustrating that we knew this was happening and now it's just all coming out. So I hope this is pursued. Andy, I want to share a little bit and get your response to how the media has portrayed this or has handled this. We know I call it the Democrat media or the one party big tech media conglomerate in America. The Democrat media downplays the truth. And this case is no different. Over at Newsbusters, they did a report called Buried. The networks give 1,000 times more coverage to Russia probe than Gabbard bombshell. 1,000 times. And we'll read some numbers from this. And by the way, this is a great, there it is. This is a great, by the way, support the Media Research Center, friends. They do great work and we need more organizations like this. But this is a great reminder that the Obama team's conspiracy against America would not have gone very far if they hadn't had such excellent co-conspirators in the complicit Democrat media. CBS, ABC, and NBC News spent 2,300 minutes on Trump / Russia in 2016 and 2017. Fast forward to this year, 2025, the same three networks have spent under 3 minutes discussing Obama and Russia. Andy, not surprising, but your thoughts on that?
Well, it defies explanation. I mean, the only thing I can think of is the Marxists when they their goals were read into the congressional record by Senator Erlang of Florida. I think it was around, I don't know, late 50s, early 60s.
Yes.
You know, he read into the congressional record their goals. And one of them was to take, and it's amazing how successful they've been in accomplishing them as we're looking back, you know, via hindsight. But one of their goals was basically to take over the media. And boy, have they succeeded. Where stories like this are completely slanted, completely unfair. And what you have today is a bunch of people wanting the title journalists, but they're not journalists. They're really activists, you know, for one side of the, you know, political ledger. And it really is disgusting. This is why we need shows like yours and other independent, you know, outlets to set the record straight, or else we'd be in this country, you know, completely and totally bamboozled.
Yeah. I'm thankful for new conservative outlets and others that are trying to just sound the alarm on this, especially the Christian programs, the biblical worldview programs. We've got to take a brief pause. When we come back, we'll get into specifics. I'm going to quote how the networks talked about this briefly, and then we've got more with Pastor Andy Woods in a minute.
Introducing Patriot Mobile, the wireless carrier that stands with you. We are committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream.
Get free activation now with promo code David. Okay, friends, back to the media. And by the way, the website, andywoodsministries.org. So NBC Nightly News, July 22nd, they called these recent claims, right, that officials, Obama officials, manufactured intelligence with Russian interference, and that the basis of President Trump's, quote, conspiracy theory. ABC World News Tonight worded it this way. Trump, clearly frustrated by the Epstein story, baselessly accusing the former president of treason in the 2016 election. And there's more. Trump, quote, falsely claiming Obama deliberately manufactured and politicized intelligence reports. So right there, Andy, they're saying it's false. Trump falsely is claiming this. And then finally, CBS Evening News, Trump tried again today to change the subject when asked about Epstein, right? And talked about the collusion. They're seeking to divert attention from the Epstein case. So the media has clearly gone to bat for the left. How are we as Christians to see this and respond and get the truth?
Well, I mean, let's just assume all that stuff they just said is true. Then let's just declassify everything and let the facts say what they want to say. I mean, I don't want to follow up on this kind of a thing if it's not true. But how would you know that until the documents are declassified? Hmm. And if they're being declassified and this cabal, this group didn't do anything wrong, you know, what are they so worried about? You know, why are they demonizing Tulsi Gabbard, you know, perpetually? You know, it's interesting that Tulsi Gabbard, before Trump, either I can't remember if it was before he took office or before he was inaugurated, you know, she was traveling and they took her bag and they subjected it to like a full blown lockdown and, you know, looked for anything they could in her, you know, suitcase, travel bag, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So she was on their list, when I put it that way, you know, yeah. Even before she took power. So I guess my point is, what about Tulsi Gabbard bothers them so much?
Hmm.
You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Hmm. And I think we all as Christians agree that let the facts come out. Let's declassify all the documents. Let the American people see what's going on. And if there's no there, let's just move on.
Yeah.
But if there is there, then this is a big deal. This is a conspiracy to subvert the American government.
Yes, this is evil. Talk about evil. Yeah, exactly. What they're trying to do here, what they up until now have succeeded in really changing the American people's minds about the legitimacy of Trump's presidency. That's really sad. You ask a lot of people because they watch some of these media outlets. And it is also astounding how the media can conclude these claims are false right there in a statement. And anyway, so consider the real now foreign and domestic threats that were entirely ignored during these years because the U.S. government was dedicating so many resources to an intelligence operation meant to frame President Trump. And one more thing, and I'll let you respond, Andy, to this one. And an internet, let's see. Okay, Amy Klobuchar traveled to Ukraine. This is 2016, and later held a press conference almost 10 years ago, during which they claimed, by the way, Senators John McCain, Lindsey Graham, were with Klobuchar. They went to Ukraine and they claimed that Russia attacked the U.S. by hacking the 2016 election. This they went to Ukraine and had this in the press conference. And this is astounding to me.
Yeah, well, they cooked the books. I mean, everything that we're learning about the Steele dossier and Carter Page and the FISA courts and all of this stuff, you know, indicates that they just made stuff up. In other words, they use the forces of government, the tentacles of government, to create a false narrative to advance a personal agenda. And that's not why government's there. As you pointed out, it's a distraction from what government is supposed to do. It's not only a fraud on Donald Trump, it's a fraud on the American people, and it's an attack on everything our country is based on, where we the people are supposed to be in authority. And we the people voted for Donald Trump, you know, two times. He won the Electoral College in round one. The last time around, 2024, he won the popular vote and the Electoral College. And so you got to take Trump's name out of it and put, you know, your own face, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America. You know, that's who these people are attacking. And if true, and we're still collecting data as it's being declassified, all these people need to be dealt with, or else you're saying someone's above the law. You know, the whole point of America is we're all under the law, right? We're all accountable to the law. Yeah. And if we're going to let the rich or whoever these people are off the hook, then it's a two-tiered judicial system, which is why people flee third world countries to come here. Because Lady Liberty, right, she's blindfolded. And whether you're rich or poor or whatever you are, we're all treated equally here under the law. And this is treating Obama and his cronies with a different standard of justice.
Well, sadly, too, Andy, I think a lot of people have become maybe a little jaded, thinking that since the Clinton presidency and then now we're looking at Obama, that if you're a liberal Democrat, Marxist or progressive, you are above the law. You will not be held accountable. I think I mentioned to you before the podcast, people like Anthony Fauci. I was mentioning to our producer how, Rand Paul and others are continuing to try to go after him based on the lies, the statements, their own testimony. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But one more article here, because we're running out of time, as I knew we would. Cash Patel found, speaking of declassifying documents, Cash Patel found thousands of sensitive Trump-Russia probe documents inside what they call burn bags in a secret room at the FBI. Friends, this is new. I know the podcast will air a week from now, but this is breaking news. Cash Patel found a trove of sensitive documents related to the origins of the Trump-Russia probe buried in multiple, quote, burn bags in a secret room inside the bureau. The burn bag system basically is used to destroy documents designated as classified or higher. These bags were filled with thousands of documents, and including sources say what was in John Durham's final report. Now, there's a room full of documents. There's computer hard drives that, according to Cash Patel, no one had ever seen or heard of. And this is the new FBI director now. What's going to happen here with this one, Andy? This is a new story.
Well, just think for a minute, David, if Kamala Harris had won the last presidential election, first of all, you'd have a bunch of J6 protesters and pro-life grandmas still in jail. Okay.
Yep.
And all these things that we're talking about here, these documents and things that Kash Patel, director of the FBI, I guess he is finding, what Tulsi Gabbard is declassifying, you know, things that Pam Bondi is doing, all of these things that we're seeing, all of it would have been swept under the rug had Kamala won. And that's why I call these people that Trump has put into these positions disruptors. I mean, they're disrupting the Obama agenda simply by turning the searchlight of truth onto things, things that would have been swept under the rug had Kamala's cronies, you know, been in place.
Yeah. Well, one more quote from the article, not to, well, I think we need to just share things like this. Sources said that Patel and his team discovered a previously undisclosed, sensitive, compartmented information facility. They have an abbreviation for it, SCIF, in the FBI headquarters. And Patel said, when I first got to the bureau, I found a room that Comey and others had or hid from the world in the Hoover building, full of documents and computer hard drives. This is just amazing stuff. This is like what Hollywood would imagine to come up with, talking about a corrupt government. But anyway, Andy, we're down to a minute. We're going to do another episode with you, but we're thankful for your time. Just to bring us back to the Christian perspective as we close out here.
Well, the Christian perspective is always speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4, verse 15. So obviously we need to be loving in our presentation, but as God's people, and we're called the children of the light constantly, we're always interested in the light exposing darkness, and this is what's happening here as these scandals from the Obama years, you know, are being kind of uprooted and unearthed and exposed. And so I just put it kind of into an Ephesians 5 category. You know, don't cooperate with those that are performing the deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. And I think you're seeing evidence of that happening with some of these new Trump picks.
Amen. Friends, we just pray more light will expose the darkness and the truth will be revealed. Brother, thanks for your time. We'll do another one, Lord willing, and we'll see you next time.
Right. Thank you.
God bless you, friends, family in Christ. Share this one and keep speaking the truth about things that matter.